Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
I'm gonna be where you are. wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.
Well, welcome. This is LaShawn from Texas. Blessing. I pray that y'all can hear me very well. I don't have my headpiece in, so I'm praying that y'all can hear me. If you can hear me, you can send a text. Please send me a text to 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. I just want to make sure you can hear me before we continue on. Sometimes the network acts up. Well, I pray that y'all had a blessed day. I pray that y'all week have been wonderful. I just pray the grace of God upon his people. Well, you know, here in Texas has been extremely hot, but I'm just thankful that I'm here. I'm just thankful for what he's doing. I'm just thankful that God is moving in this hour, in this season. There is a great shift going on. And so we are shifting with Yahweh. So let's just see what he has for us tonight. And we'll continue to go on from there. I tell you, I had me a good time today, spending time with myself and just enjoy life. So I went out today early in the morning. I got up early in the morning. I just ride around, went to a couple stores and just enjoying the fresh, breathing in the fresh, just the fresh air with the window down. It was 80-some degrees, so I had the windows down and I was riding around with the windows down, playing some oldies, I was saying to myself, do anybody ride around anymore? And I kind of joked with myself, well, they can't ride around because the gas high, but you know, just remind me of my childhood, how they were saying, y'all come on, get in the car, and they would ride us around, go get us some ice cream or take us to the store, but we would go the longest way to get to the store because they would take the keys, pack the keys in the car. My mama had 6 keys, and, you know, my auntie, uncles come get us, so they had to take all my mama keys and their keys. And we'll be packed up in that car, riding around, going from one place to the other in the country. So that was the good days. And I was just asking another woman of God, I said, they don't even do that no more. I remember our aunties and our uncles used to take their wives on a long road trip. They'll get up in the morning and say, we just going to ride the road. And they go ride just sightseeing. And I was like, do anybody do that anymore? So just reminisce. It was a good day. Well, I'm a sure word, and we're going to pick up some callers, and we'll see what God has for you. But I want to, God have been, and I know Prophet Randy and some more prophetic people, when God speaks, he gives us confirmation. And I noticed in this season, there is a shift going on. And I see that everybody is ministering, not everybody, some people are ministering at the book of John. I know Prophet Randy was talking about some bits or pieces of the book of John this week. about how God came here himself, and he, you know, Christ was God himself. And it just was so amazing because in the Bible study, that's what we talking about. That's what we study. Yes, we in the book of John. And so I believe the book of John is going to be the book. And I have been hearing a lot that the Father is sending out. He's sending out the evangelist to evangelize. And he are sending out. I remember here on PGN, and some of the hosts had got a word which the Holy Spirit had spoke for runner, and John was the forerunner. He was the voice in the wilderness to make a way for the true light to come. He was the forerunner. And I remember giving a couple words to some of the hosts on PGN about being a forerunner. And I remember the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, the forerunner is going to rise because they are going to be the voice in the wilderness to make way. They're the forerunner. And we know, in case you did not know, John, he was the forerunner. He was the voice in the wilderness. He was the voice crying out in the wilderness to make a way for the true light, for Christ to come on the scene. He said, I baptize with water, but the one that's coming, he was already here before I was here. He was here before the foundation of the world. You know, his shoe, I'm not even worthy to, untie his shoe. Even John say, I'm not even worthy to be his slave. My God, I'm not even worthy to even be his slave. And they asked him, they even asked John, who are you? You Elijah? And he said, no. He let them know, I'm not Christ. I'm just baptizing with water, but there's someone come greater. There's someone that's going to come greater than me. So, but I want to go, in the beginning was the word. And this the book, I love the book of John. I love the book of John. The book of John would let you know. John was introducing the true light. John was introducing Yahweh, God, to the word, to the world, because we know Christ was Yahweh. He came as the word. He is the word. That's when Christ was here, when he was performing the miracles and, you know, setting the captives free. He didn't fight with no demons. He didn't body slam no demons. He was on top of the demons, dancing on the demon. What did Christ do? Christ only spoke a word. That's all he did. He spoke a word. Even when the man was sitting at the pool, when the tradition and religion of the priests, the tradition and religion of the church of their time was telling them, they told a tale, go over there and stand by the pool. In a certain season, certain time of the month, it's going to be an angel come down, and they're going to trouble the water. And when they trouble the water, you get yourself in the water, and you're going to be healed. That was a tale that they told the people that was in that town. Some of those people didn't even get healed because there was a tale. This day modern, they tell people, sow this type of seed and you're going to get this miracle in your bank account. Sow this big seed and you're going to get this and you're going to get that. Well, there's nothing new up under the sun because they was doing it back up in the day. They was doing it when Jesus was here on the earth, and they still doing it. Same thing. So it was this tale going around if you get yourself in the water in this certain type of season, when the angel come down and trouble the water, you will be healed. Well, when Jesus seen the man that was suffer with infirmity for 38 years, he was suffered from infirmity for 38 years. He went to, the man didn't even know who Christ was. He asked him just one question. Do you want to be made whole? Meaning, do you want to be healed? The man replied, well, when the angel come down and trouble the water, because that's what they told him. He'd been sitting at this pool of water for 38 years. I'm assuming he was sitting there for 38 years. He said, every time, he said, I don't have nobody to get me and put me in the water. I don't have no help to get put in the water. And every time I tried to get up and get in the water, someone get in there before me. Jesus just told him, pick up his mat, pick up his bed, and walk. Just speaking the word. So in the beginning was the word. Who is the word? The word. The word is Yahweh. The word is the word, and the word is not going to never change. Like the Bible say, it is written, and forever was written. It's not going to change. And we know Christ told Satan, it is written. It is written. So in the beginning, when we look at the beginning of the book of John, just to finish out what Prophet Rand had been teaching all this week, in order to understand, you got to go to the basic. You got to go to the beginning. If you don't understand the beginning, because you got to go way, way back in the beginning from the book of Genesis, you know we can't just skip and hop and jump rope. You know, I don't know why I've been using that lately. We can't skip over the word, because now the evangelists, now the forerunners is coming out, and they're going to be teaching about Yahweh. They're going to be teaching the truth about Yahshua, Christ. And so in order for us to teach about Christ, we got to know it from the beginning. We got to know the evangelist got to die. The evangelist got to die to flesh so they can be teachable, so they can get wise counseling. They have to eat the word, chew it, have it on the inside, so they can be the voice in the wilderness to make way for the true life, for the second coming of Christ, to draw souls unto him. So in order for us to do that, first of all, people got to be teachable. They got to want to know the word. If you want a prophecy, I'm going to say it and I'm going to stand on here strong. You want a prophecy, the book. What's the book? I'm talking about the true book, because the book is the word and the word is Yahweh. You got to go back from the beginning, from your bloodline. You got to trace your DNA. And when you begin to trace your true DNA, you're going to trace it back at the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning of what? In the beginning, before the foundation of this world. In the beginning, before he created heaven and earth. In the beginning, before he said, let that be life. In the beginning, before he filled the earth. You got to understand, y'all about to make me preach up in here. In the beginning, if you don't understand in the beginning, if you don't understand what, well, how can we get to the beginning? Sister LaShawn, I thank you for asking. In the beginning, because if you don't know the beginning, you ain't going to understand the end. If you don't understand the beginning, you ain't going to understand Revelation, and you ain't going to understand anything else. So you got to go back to the beginning from the foundation. It's the beginning. Who is the word? I pray y'all can hear me. I pray y'all can hear me. Those who know how to reach out to me, let me know you can hear me.
You got to understand the beginning in order to understand the end. If you don't understand the beginning, and you sometimes you got to start in the book of Genesis, because the book of Genesis is the end time revelation. The book of Genesis. If you don't understand the book of Genesis in the beginning, you ain't gonna understand anything else. I hope somebody's hearing tonight. Those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. So, Father God, I ask that you cover this line. I decrease so you can increase. Father God, I'm your mouthpiece. I'm your servant. You take over. You know what your people need. You know what they need before they even call in tonight. So, Father God, I just ask that you have your way upon tonight. Let us teach your people with the truth. Let them know who you are. I want them to hear you speaking tonight. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to teach your word. So, in the beginning was the word. When we look at the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is the Word. So when you begin to open the great book of life, when you begin to break bread and eat of his body, not only you are partaking a part of him, but when you read his word, worship and praying and speaking to him, seeking him, you're seeking the word, the true word. He began to reveal to you. He will take you deep unto deep, glory unto glory. He began to open up. He will begin to take the scales out your eyes. He began to show you things, the truth, because he is the word. In order to know who he is, you got to get in the word to understand who he is. He's your creator. In order to understand who you came from, where did you come from? You got to chase it back. You got to trace your DNA back to the beginning. You got to know who you came from, who you truly came from. He spoke the word. He spoke it in the beginning. As we know in Genesis, he just spoke the word. He spoke the word when he said, let us. Who was he talking to? Let us make a male and female in our own image. Who was he talking to? That was God. He's the creator. He can do anything he want to do. Okay. So in the beginning, you're going to see that even when you go into Genesis, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Then when you go back to John, it's going to still start out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning. That's why I say we got this. Let me tell you something. The book of John, even the book of Genesis, these are great books to start out with your children at the age of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You got to get this in them at a younger age. So when they leave your home, they will not be tricked because you have taught them. It's your responsibility to teach them. I'm not trying to beat nobody up and try to be in nobody's household. But we got to get back to the basics, because when I was little, they taught us this, but we just didn't have no understanding. But we knew who created this earth since we was a little child, since we went to Sunday school. We know who God was. We knew who created this earth because they taught it to us at a younger age. You have to put this in the younger children, You got to hit them in their heart with the word of God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then with the verse 2, when it say the same was in the beginning with God, what beginning? When he created the earth. When you go back to Genesis, in the beginning, God, Yahweh, created heaven and earth. It wasn't no meteor shower. It wasn't no sun. It wasn't no moon. It was by him speaking the word. How did he speak the word? He said, let there be light. Let us create. Come on. Who am I talking to tonight? Remember in Genesis, the earth was without form. It was void. It was dark upon the face. It was so dark, it didn't have no form. But what happened? The Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit, because we know he is a spirit. We are spiritual human beings. But when he opened his mouth from the beginning, he opened his mouth and said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, when we go back to John, it said that he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when he spoke the Word, anytime he speaks the Word, anything he speaks, you better put your money on. It's going to come back to him, boy. Look what it say in verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That means he created everything. He created everything. When you look up at the sky, when you look up and see the sun, when you look up and see the moon, when you look up and see the star, when you look up and see you might can't see what's up there above that, but he created that. He created everything we needed on this earth. He created it all. Well, that's what John telling us. Not only the book of John telling us that, but in Genesis telling us that. Our children should not even have a question, how did we get here? Did we come from a meteor shower? Some even told, my God, I ain't trying to sound racist or nothing over here. Did we come from a monkey? The devil is a lie. We came from the creator that created heaven and earth. Let me sit you down, my son. Let me sit you down, my daughter, and tell you the truth. Who am I talking to? All things. That means everything that's outside of this earth, everything above, everything beneath us, and everything within us was made by him. And in him was light, and the light was the light of men. Let me tell you some darkness. Remember in Genesis? The earth was without form. It was dark. Was up on the face of the deep. It was dark. It was voided. God moved upon this place by his spirit. And the light shined in the darkness. And the darkness comprehend it not. That's why darkness can't be around light. Darkness can't stand light. Darkness flees from light. Darkness runs from light. Come on. We got to understand who created us. We got to understand, our young generation got to understand who they was created from. Where their true DNA come from. Yeah, they got their mama DNA. Just like Prophet Randy was talking about him. Jesus' DNA, he even said that throughout the whole book of John, I came not of this world. He was not from this world because he was God himself. Come on. His DNA was like no other kind. He had a DNA that did not come from this earth, even though he had an earthly mother. And oh my God, Holy Spirit, I'm about to. Ain't nothing wrong with me. My new thing for this season. Ain't nothing wrong with me. The question is, what's wrong with you? Because it's a lot of things that's going on in the Catholic Church is saying there's a queen. queen of heaven. The devil is a lie. God don't have no queen of heaven. Ain't no queen in heaven. He don't have a mother in heaven. That's something that the Catholic Church has been teaching for years and other tradition and religion from these people that's teaching falsehood. Mary, you can't worship her in heaven. She just had favor. She was highly favored. That God bless her. She was a virgin. He put his spirit in her. His DNA was like no other. He and his daddy, God, it was his DNA. And so this thing for you to understand what even what Prophet Randy talking about, you got to get in this word so he can open your eyes. DNA didn't come from this earth. He wasn't formed like, he wasn't created the way we was created. We got our daddy DNA, our mama DNA, but our spirit comes from some DNA that no man, I don't care what they're doing in the lab, I don't care how they clone it, I don't care how they taking abortion and taking a fetus and trying to create another human being and another a baby. Whatever they trying to do in the lab, it will never be what God have done. It will never be how he brought himself down here by his spirit, by his word. It will never be that. I don't care what they do. See, a lot of signs, a lot of government think they God. They, yeah, what God? They ain't my creator. And look what it say in verse 10. See, he was the true light. And see, John was just a witness. He will bear witness of the light to come. But look what it's saying, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Okay, that right there. Sorry about that. People know I'm on the radio, and they'll call. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. If God created the heaven and the earth, he created this world, and the world was created by him. Y'all, I hope y'all caught that, but they knew him. When he came down here as Christ, as the Messiah, as the Savior, they didn't even know who he was. Look how they did. Look how they did Christ when he was ministering. When he came here to set the captives free, they knew him not. And you would think, how can they not know him when he's sitting up there telling him, I come not from this world, I come from my Father, which in heaven. Look what it say. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. They didn't know the one that created heaven and earth. They didn't even know Portia, their DNA came from heaven. They didn't even know who he was, and they did not receive him because they didn't even believe that he was who he said he was. Listen. It let us know many didn't even receive him, which was born not. Look what it said. He wasn't born. We got part of our DNA from our mama. We got part of our DNA from our daddy. Okay. Look what it say in verse 13, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, this thing go deep. And your eyes got your eyes to thy understanding have to be open to understand who was Christ. Where did he come from? That's the reason why if you ain't connected to a true Bible study church that teach the word from word, you better get with a small group that teach and break this word down so you can understand it. You got to have that connection with your Father, the Creator, so he can open your eyes to show you how this thing had happened, how this thing unfolded, how was you created, so you can tell your children, so your household can get in order. So this fake science and stuff they're teaching your children in school, they don't know better. Which were born, but not of blood, nor of the will of flesh. Mary didn't even, she was a virgin. She haven't even slept with Joe. She ain't slept with her husband yet. You remember he was going to leave her. Just put yourself in Mary's position. How when she told her family how she went to the man that was in want to marry her, how he was going to leave her because he accused her that she was sleeping with somebody else. How can you get pregnant and you say you claim you was a virgin? How are you, your belly one day is big like that? I don't believe you. Her family didn't believe her. And plus they was going to stone her because back in the day, if you was you got pregnant and you wasn't married, that was death. You got stoned. And so they was ready to stone Mary. Her family was ready to disown her as well as Joseph because he didn't believe until the angel came to him. Come on. Who can do this? Can't no science do this? Can't, I don't care. They can go and board all type of children and keep the fetus and get your womb by having women to, see, y'all about to make me speak the truth on her tonight because y'all know I speak the truth. They can get these young women to have hysterectomy to get their ovaries. They can try to recreate all they want to, but they can't do what your Father that is the Creator of heaven and earth have done. He's the original Creator. Who am I talking to tonight? Somebody ain't going to like this. But like I said, God, put your word up in me. Put the truth up in me. So when I speak it, I want to speak the truth. Let me see what they really doing so I can open the eyes to your people. Oh, y'all don't want to get me started with the truth tonight. Y'all don't want to get me started. I'm going to speak what he tells me to speak because like I keep telling y'all, this is Yahweh radio station. Y'all going to know the truth so you won't sit up here and act like you don't know. You have already exposed what they're doing. I done shared the dream about he took me into labs and showed me what they really doing in labs. Some of this stuff, some of y'all can't even be able to handle what they really doing. It's time for us to wake up and say no to some of these things and some of these laws that they trying to pass in your state with your children. Oh, you know what? Let me keep on with this word. There ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? That's my new thing. What's wrong with you? God has opened my eyes to the truth, and I'm going to speak what he showed me. And we say amen to that. Okay. Sorry about that. Whew. I just got a text from somebody. We'll pray for them. So, you got to know, when you begin to get connected, rest, and seek God, let God minister to you, because we are spiritual human beings, he begin to take the scales out your eyes, show you dreams and visions, and show you what they are doing, what the wicked people are doing, what they really doing. A lot of people don't know that because he said my people are perished. They are perished because they don't even have knowledge to the truth. They don't even have the knowledge. They don't even have the wisdom. I remember him telling me, my daughter, they don't even know me. My daughter, they don't even know my ways. Let me tell you something. For the last couple dreams that I've been having, I've been walking around sounding the alarm that kids are going to die. I've been walking around in the dream sounding the alarm telling people, don't go here, don't fight, because somebody gonna get hurt. I've been walking around trying to teach people that was reading the Bible. These are dreams back to back that I've been having all week, trying people are teaching the word, but they teaching the word in their own opinion. They teaching the word and they teaching error. They in error. They teaching they doing divination and falsehood. And I'm trying to sit there and say, that's not right. And they are not listening. We are in a season that we have this is a rebellious nation, stiff-necked and lukewarm. He showed me in a dream back to back. We could sound the alarm all we want. We just going to have people that ain't going to want to hear your voice. It's not that you'll listen to our voice. We are the mouthpiece for him. And when we see people that God then revealed the truth, no, that's not right. No, he loved the children. It is not right. What do the words say? This United States and every country need to line up with the law of liberty. My God. But I'm going to tell you something, what he showed me. There's a bunch of thieves and robbers. There's a lot of thieves and robbers. You better understand, if I had enough time to break down what a thief really is and what a robber really is, they are stealing the identity of children. They are a bunch of thieves and robbers. My God. Let me get back to the word. That's another subject. Told you I let the Holy Spirit take over. So he wasn't born no blood. He came. He was made because he came from heaven. God was Christ. Who don't understand that tonight? God, Christ was Yahweh. Christ was Yahweh. God. He was God. And look what it's saying in verse 14. And the word was made flesh. Oh, my God. The word. Why do we keep talking about the word? And why when the word was here amongst us over 200,000 years ago, Christ was walking as the word, because God is the word. And he came down here as the word, but he came flesh. But he still spoke the word. The same thing he was doing in heaven, he did here on earth. That's why it says, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That's why Christ told them, if you don't understand the earthly things, if you don't understand the things that I'm doing here on earth, performing miracle on your traditional holiday, the Sabbath day, you're not going to understand the things in heaven. How can you understand the things in heaven when you can't understand this thing right here on earth? Let me help you out tonight. How can you understand the things that's going on around you, things that's going on in your city, in your country, in the White House, in your government? How can you understand that if you can't understand that and you don't understand his word? You ain't gonna understand the things that's in heaven, because what's in heaven must come down on earth. If he got a law of liberty that he already wrote in the great books in heaven, it shall manifest here on earth. If Jesus ain't sitting right by his father with no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no sickle cell, no cancer, it shall not be done with your body. My God, who am I talking to? Let his will be done here on earth. If he's the word, and Jesus, he came here not to condemn the world, but to save it. to set the captains free when he talked to the man that was sitting at the pool, that was waiting on the water, because tradition of the priests, the tradition of the Pharisees, they told a tale that there was an angel come every certain time of the season to trouble the water. Get yourself in the water and you're going to be made whole. No, Jesus came to correct that. My God, King Holy Spirit, Jesus came to correct that. Why are you sitting here by this pool? You've been like that for 38 years and you still suffering with the same infirmity. Get yourself up and walk. You are healed as of this day, because the reason why Christ can do it, because he was the word. He was the beginning, and he spoke the word in the beginning. And so when he came down here on this earth into flesh form, he continued to speak the word as he spoke in heaven. My God, I hope somebody caught that. We ain't playing on here tonight. We ain't got time to play in this season. So, in the word, it didn't say a man. It didn't say flesh. In the verse 14, it didn't say nothing. It don't say nothing about flesh. It didn't say nothing about a man. I hope some of y'all got your Bibles or open your phone app. See, this don't take what I'm saying to you tonight. You got to open the book. You got to open the book and connect to Yahweh for yourself. This don't take my word. You open it up and read the word for yourself. Man can tell you anything. Don't just believe what I'm saying to you. You get to know who he is for yourself. So when you hear a man of God and a woman of God, it should line up what the words say. It should line up. You always want to test the spirit. And the word was made flesh and dwell amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You cannot. You got to know who was the Father. You can't even get to the Father according to the book of John when Joshua was here. I am the way, the truth, and life. You can't even get to him if you don't believe that I came as him. I came as the Father, our Father which art in heaven. If you can't believe that, you can't even get to him. If you can't believe who I was, I came here as the Word. This is Yahshua. I'm not saying LaShawn. Yahshua said, Jesus Christ said, well, I came here as the Word because I am the word. I came here and was made flesh and dwell amongst you. So you have to understand who I came, who Christ came from. He came from the Father, Yahweh. And he's full of grace and truth. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Come on. So John bore witness of him and cried, saying, this who he of who I spoke about. John was the fourth runner. He was the voice in the wilderness crying not to make way for the true life. Everybody want to twist the word. No. See, when Randy saying Jesus was not a Jew, because where his DNA really come from, and some people probably can't do it like, they've been saying he a Jew. Well, who did he come from? He came from the Father. And in order for you to understand, you got to dive in the word from the beginning. Come on. Even let them know. For the law was given by Moses, but the grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. Yeah, I use Moses for the law, the law of liberty, but I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming down. I'm coming down as the word, and I'm coming into flesh, this Yahweh, and I'm coming. You know, I'm going to bring grace and truth, and it's coming through my son, Jesus Christ. Oh, I hope somebody gets this tonight. We don't even have a lot of time to go into this, because if God will allow me to continue this, but John was letting them know that I'm just the voice. They asked him, "Who are you? Who you think you are? Or God, you know, Elijah?" And he's saying, this is what I like about John. They asked him, who are you? Who sent you? Who gave you the right? What you doing? The Jews sent, you know, was sent by the priest and the Levi from Jerusalem to ask him, who are thou? Who are thou? Not only they asked John that, but they was asking Christ that, who are thou, Lord? Who are thy Lord? You trying to say you the Father. You trying to say you come from the Father. You doing this because of the Father. They did not like that. And here go John. See, he ain't fit to carry something. He going to stay in his lane. He confess and deny not, but confess, I am not. He said, I am not Christ. And he asked him again, well, who are you, Elijah? He said, I ain't Elijah. Or God the prophet? Look what John said. He's staying in his lane. Ain't no prophet. Then he said unto them, you know, they said, Who are God? He let them know, I'm the voice, the one crying in the wilderness to make straight the way of the Lord. I'm just a voice. Some of us going to be used as the voice, as the fourth runner to make the way. Some of us going to be used, some of you going to be used as the evangelist to teach this word. You got to know this word. I'm going to baptize you, Johnson. I'm just baptizing you in water. But there's someone that's come greater than I. He carried the real truth. His shoe. I can't even unloose the shoe. I can't get that now. John knew how to stay in his lane. Well, I'm going to leave it right there so we can take callers. We have a lot of callers on here. And I just, you know, we'll pick up. The Lord say the same. We'll pick up. But you got to know from the beginning. You got to know from the beginning. If you don't know the beginning, who where you come from, where you really come from, your true DNA is in the word. Men are struggling, men, older men, younger men, even women struggling about their true identity. What about your identity in Christ? Our young generation need to know their identity in Christ, where they come from, where did Christ come from, who is Christ, what is Christ, so who represent, who did he represent? They got to teach these young generation, not the young generation, but in order for a man to run his household in the order like it's supposed to be, he got to know who he is. He have to know who is Christ. Even he said, love thy wife as Christ loves the church. You have to know the love of Christ. You got to know the true identity as Christ. In order to know Christ, you got to know where he came from. You got to know the true history. You got to know the heart of Christ. You got to love Christ. And then he began to pull out the mirror so you can see yourself and know how to love yourself and know what's really inside of yourself, where your DNA is really traced to. And you got to know before the wife come how to love your, not love yourself, but love him and yourself. But then when he brings you the wife, you will love her as Christ loves the church. Come on. Never once in somebody, if you unmute your phone, you show me what one time in the Bible say, woman, love your husband. Why do you think he talked to the man? Say, no, man, you love your wife. Come on, y'all. We going to speak the truth. Our young men need to know this so the order can be in their household. If they ain't gonna, they ain't gonna understand nothing else if they don't understand the beginning. We got to get to the beginning. We got to get to teach the word from word, not skipping and hopping and playing jumping jack over the word. We got to teach the word with revelation, teach the word with truth. Get into the word. A lot of people don't have the word. Because if you know the word gonna be in you. My cry is, God, put your word in me. Let me eat your word. So when I speak your word, they're gonna know who you are. They're gonna know the truth. I want your word so deep up in me. So when I speak about your son Christ, they're gonna know that he's real. They're gonna know this woman of God is speaking the true word from heaven. Who am I talking to? I'm not playing. You gotta get to the word. Because we're gonna need the word here. We're gonna need it. When he told me to break bread with his people. How do you want me to break bread? He took me to the book of John. Break bread with them. Well, he gave me the go and pass out my go and break bread with my people by passing out Bible. It looked like I was feeling something was wrong with me. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? Because I'm going to do what he tells me to do. If he tell me to pass out Bibles, pass out the Bible so they can break bread with me. We passed out over almost 300 Bibles. I didn't worry about where was the money come from. He supplied the need. Who am I talking to? Now I understand why he was saying break bread with my people. Once I release those books, it's up to you. Some of y'all got books for your children that was on here. It's up to you to open the book and read the book to your children. I was just a voice in the wilderness. Passing out the Bible. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this word. I cover this word, Father God. Father God, I just ask that they will go back and read it for themselves. Father God, continue to give us deep revelation. To continue to teach your word, because you are the word. So, Father God, let the word be in our home. Let the word be up on our job. Let us walk with the word, the true living word. Let us have the true belt around our waist. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you because our young children are getting it. They are getting it. They are thirsting for you. They want to know the truth. They see wicked. They are starting to wake up. Let me tell y'all something. The young generation is waking up. They saying enough is enough. Now they understand because they heard our cry. Heaven heard our cry. They like, no, it's something not right with the White House. It's something not right with these laws. It's something not right. It's things are changing. It's something not right. They know wicked. They starting to see wicked is wicked. They starting to understand, whoa, to those who want to make good evil and evil good. They are starting to wake up to realize, this something. This ain't of God. This is pure evil. That ain't right. They starting to wake up. They starting to wake up. And we're going to go ahead and take some calls. If you'd like to be ministered to or you want to jump in and say something about what we were teaching, come on in. Come on in. You press 1 and I'll be happy to bring you on the line. I'm going to go to this caller right here. 731-334. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Did you have anything you want to share or?
No, not right now.
Did you have a prayer request?
Specific prayer request tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Ashley, Father God. Father God, I thank you for making the room, making room, making room, making room. I see things being rearranged, like it's making room. I thank you for making room. What is this making room, Father God? But I see things being moved out the way. I don't want to say it was clutter, but I just see it's a making room. It's more, it's like things being pushed out the way, like it's making a room, making a way, making a path. It's going to be a clear path. That's what I see, a clear path, making room. So, Father God, I thank you for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Things are going to start being more clear for you. It's going to be like a clear path. It's going to make room for you to do what you need to do to make it more easy, to make you be more at peace. And even when you're going to minister to others, it's just going to, you're going to flow. You're going to be flowing with the Holy Spirit. It's just God is, he's dropping breadcrumbs. And so he's leading you with those breadcrumbs. And when you, like when you, okay, did I do that right? Was I on the right path? You're going to know without a shadow of a doubt. He's making room. And so continue to move forward. He's making room and you're going to be at peace. You're going to, your confidence. I see you being more stronger, and you I mean, it's just gonna come so easy upon you. You ain't gonna even know it. You just ain't gonna know it. So I do see that with you, more confident, and he's making more room for you to breathe, more room for you to go through that path. It will not be difficult. It will not be no tribulation. It's gonna be just a smooth ride. And so, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for protecting her. I ask that you fill her up, feed her, Father God, refreshing her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that was amazing to hear tonight. Thank you. There's a lot of confirmation in that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, embrace it and just embrace it, and it's just going to come so easy and so smooth. And so, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, that's so good to hear. Like, in the past, I struggled with anxiety and kind of self-confidence, and I feel like I'm kind of coming out of that. Like, once you spend more time with him and you know who you are, like, not that you don't struggle sometimes, not that I don't struggle, but I've gotten a lot less anxious, and I've been feeling more at peace lately, and I just think he's really working with me on that, so that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to have more confidence, so it's coming. He's building you up, like I said. Yeah, I see that. So embrace it. And, you know, just be bold. Be bold. And like I said, that's that breadcrumb. You're going to know, okay, you're doing good. Keep going. Go over there. Keep doing this. I'm making room. I'm making a way. I'm clearing the path. Just keep going. Keep following me. Keep your eyes up on Christ. And so it's all going to be good.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. You have no idea. There's like a lot of very similar things in what you said that I've heard from other people. I think I talked to Prophet Randy one night, and he said something about breadcrumbs as well, about him dropping breadcrumbs in my spirit. Yeah, to show me. So he said the same, like, very similar thing. So,
you know, do you write your words down?
Yes, I have them recorded. Most of them I have them recorded on my phone. And I've been meaning to go back, and I have a journal, but I haven't written all of my words down. But I've been meaning to go back and listen to them again and write them down so I don't forget them.
Right, write them down. It was one time I would go back and write my words down, and it's like last year I just started reading over a lot of words that I wrote down. I said, oh, my God, this didn't already manifest. Oh, my God, I did that. Oh, I'm doing that now. And so it's good to write your words down and go back in and look up, you know. And so, yeah, that's just confirmation. God just letting you know he's still doing what he said he's going to do. He's going to drop them breadcrumbs. So that's just awesome.
Yes, it is awesome. Thank you so much. That was really good to hear tonight.
Oh, thank you. We give him the glory. Thank you. God bless you. And thank
God
you
bless
for calling
you
in. Oh, thank you for calling in. And you have a blessed, safe holiday as well.
Yes, you too. I'm sure I'll call back in sometime and talk to you. But have a great 4th of July.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thanks for calling. Hey, 832-231-3 832-231. This is the LaShawn Mass. Call me. Where are you calling from?
This Tasha from Houston.
Say it again.
This Tasha from Houston.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. No complaints. Is there a special prayer request you have or something you want to share?
Yes, I want you to pray that me and my son can be about our father's business and me doing what God say we need to do and what we need to say and how we need to do it. And your word was right on point. The whole night it was on point. Thank you for the word.
Oh, thank you. Well, you say you and your son?
Yes.
How old is your son?
29. He'll be 29 on the 24th.
Oh, okay. You got a prayer. Okay. Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that you continue to draw her unto you, Father God. And Father God, when she begins, I ask that whatever is distracting her, Father God, whatever distracting her, remove those distractions. You know, he say he will fill you up. Those who, just like the woman that's at the well, the woman that was at the well, Jesus was at the well, and it's in the book of John too. He was at the well, and she was a Samaritan woman, and she called him a Jew. And he said, give me a drink. And she said, no Samaritan woman, we from a different tribe. You Jewish and I'm Samaritan. We don't supposed to be have no communicate with you, but she didn't know who she was talking to. And Jesus said, if you know who you talking to, you would ask me for a drink. Come on, I hope you caught that. If you know who you talking to, you'll be asking me for a drink. And when you have this drink, you ain't gonna thirst no more. And she was like, I want some of that. So I want thirst, but she didn't know what he was talking about. And so for you and your son, the more you thirst. If you say, I want the drink. I want the drink that you were talking. I want that true living water. I want that true wine. Because he said he's the wine. He's the wine dresser. He's the wine. I want the true word. I want the true wine. Give me the drink. I want the drink. The more you chase after him, he's going to open up to you and pour up unto you. He's going to pour unto your son that true living water. So, my God, Father God, release that true. If you're really hungry and thirst for righteousness, it's a promise from heaven that you shall be filled. So, Father God, fill your daughter up. She asked for it. But the question is, do you really want it? And do you really want it and what it's going to take for you to get it? And see, even the woman, see, this is what gets me. The woman even went to go evangelize what Jesus had said to her, because she, when he began to say, I give you this water, but go get your husband. She said, I don't have no husband. He said, yes, you do. You got five of them, and the one that you with is even your husband. My God, Holy Spirit, speak up. See, do you really want this water? Because before I give you this water, I got to show you some things up in you. I got to wash you, purify you, and clean you up in order for you to get the true water, in order for you to get the true word. So that's what I see with your son. Clean him up, purify him, and wash him so he can get the true word and put the word up in him. Not only put the word in him, put it in his mama in the name of Jesus. Amen. See, do you really want the word? Do you want this true living water? Because he said, when you have some of this water, you will never thirst anymore.
Thirst so no far more.
Let her son have your water that he will never thirst anymore. The strongholds be pulled down. Pull those strongholds down. They're trying to keep them bind up. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill her up, Father God, with the water that you have for her, that she will never thirst for anything else again. Her son will never thirst for anything else again, but thirst after you, chase after you, and want more of you. I declare and decree it over them, over her household, in the name of Jesus. Snatch him up by your spirit. Cover him, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for the word. And in Jesus' name, we'll never thirst no more, because we're going to get the living water. In Jesus' name, we receive it.
You got to want it.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus.
He asked the man at the pool. He was sitting up there waiting. Do you want to be made whole?
Made whole.
Do you want it? Because he let us know, choose ye this day who you going to serve. Do you really want me? A lot of people say, I want it, but they really don't want it. Come on. I promise you, if you want it, you will have that taste, that desire to want more. You're going to want to get in the Word. You want to know who is this Word, who created me, who made me. And when your son see him up in you, he don't like something wrong with my mama. She ain't acting like she used to act. Something is different by her because she got a glow on her. My God, it's so many times that people walk, and I didn't hear people say, you got a glow on you because the light that's in you, the light shines through you because you have drink from the good well. Come on, who am I talking to? And then they going to say, I want some of that. Come on. If it got them looking like that and acting like that, I want some of that.
Amen.
I'm telling you something.
Amen.
While I'm up here doing this, I'm going around the mountain, and God keep blessing this person. God got favor on this person. What is they doing? I want to know what you, my God, Holy Spirit, speak. See, some people stretching their head. If this is what somebody too, some people stretch their head. They giving false accusation about you. How can she do that? Why can she do this? Why is she doing that? And she don't have that. How can she go out and feed 180 homeless and don't have no job and have a car? Nobody but God, because I choose to say yes to him. I choose to drink from the cup from his hand. I choose to get the true light. That's how I'm trying to help somebody out tonight. Why are you trying to figure it out? They are doing the right thing. Why you keep going around the mountain, still in the whirlpool, wallowing around? Get yourself out that whirlpool. Get yourself and quit going around that mountain. Quit playing with God, and then you will see things change in your life. I don't know who that for.
Amen. Amen.
Telling you how. I'm telling you how. People don't want to hear. He showed me they don't want to hear the truth. But they want you to come and pray for them like they mess. But they don't want to get in the word they sell. You got to know him for yourself. We can be the voice crying out in the wilderness, but it's going to be your choice. Saul had to make a choice. Saul was getting ready to go kill some more Christians. Oh, he was suited up. He had his horse ready, had his little crew with him, and he ran down that road until he ran right into Christ. Why, Lord, thou prosecute me? Who, he said, who are thou, Lord? He said, why you prosecute me? And you killing me? When you kill my people, when you try to kill my voice, when you lying to my voice and you trying to kill my voice, and when you trying to manipulate and deceive them, you doing it to me. This is Christ. Why are you prosecuting me? That's what he told Paul. He had to knock him out of his high horse. So we thank the Father. I promise you. You drink from the cup, the true living water, you shall be filled with the truth. Would it be easy? No. Is Satan gonna, is the enemy gonna leave you alone? No. Ain't gonna sit up and act like he gonna leave you alone. But when you resist him, he'll flee, but he gonna try to come back. You whoop them down. What did Jesus do when he was in the wilderness? He whooped them with the word. Because he was the word. Come on, y'all. You got to keep using the word.
The word was on the word among us. Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. The word of God. The spirit of God. The word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my sister. Amen. I know you got a lot of calls that want to talk to you. Thank you for the anointing that God has upon your life. I receive the word of God that comes upon your mouth tonight. And be blessed in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. And you have a blessed weekend, a safe weekend.
You too. Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you, Father. 404-453, this is LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Madeline from Georgia.
Hey, Madeline. How you doing?
Hey, this is LaShawn. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yes, you are. That was a powerful word, truthful word. Season word, ready word, and all of those. But I pray that the heart could receive it because you were saying something that the Holy Spirit is moving, and he's moving on one accord for those that are called to do his will. It's no longer entertainment, standing up to shine, and not denying who we put our trust in.
Right.
I'm seeing it more, and, you know, we need to be in the places where he sends us and denying ourselves, you know, in our feelings, or it's all about us. But Christ went through all that ahead of us. And so I just see, and I'm not going to say if people, I like to start at home with myself, examine your own heart, you know, change your thoughts, read your word like it is, and let him wash you in the word. And then when you come together, it's corporate. It's such a grand love of power, a unity, seeing lives change, seeing him work in your own lives, and believing his promises is every word, because he said this generation that he was coming through for, because it was evil. And we just need to be in preparation, because he can come any time. And so it's just time to take hold of your purpose and carrying it out. I know he did a work on me of removing from me a fear of people. Even though God was speaking through me and stuff, I never boasted and bragged in myself, but I found it as an opportunity to serve, because when I thought about and read the word about hell, that there's no second chances, because he's given us all the chances, and his heart is full of love, but, you know, the wheat and the tares. But it's time to study the word and be his time and giving him his time, because the enemy, like you were saying earlier, the enemy is very slick, because if about it, if he can deceive the angel that heaven and all that, and then Adam and Eve and all that he was doing, he's pretty clever, and the scriptures do say how he's going to be doing signs, wonders, and miracles. But if you're just in it for entertainment or this or that, God speaks to you, but he'll confirm, you know, his word, and give us, you know, the strength to intercede for the body and love one another, as he said, even the enemies. And so there's a lot of selfishness and prejudice in that. So, you know, thank you for that ready word. It's confirmation of it, and you can tell that you are trying to do his will. So my prayer for you is that continue in the faith and love God's people and love him with your heart. And I'm just so proud of you. That's a bold.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah, thank you.
You're free. You're free. And so it's the game, you know, the God's approval. But I just, you know, ask the word for you to pray, and for me, as it's a wonderful life that I could, you know, be able to do what I need to do, because there are hindrances, and you know, I just need a breakthrough for my marriage and family, and the body and my children.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And I tell you, I was trying to also look for some, but it tells us to search the description, search the word. You got to search the word for yourself. That's why you don't be sitting up here listening to me. You go get in the word for yourself. You go. So many people go there without the word, without their book, and they looking at the pastors and leaders. No, you got to open that book. You got to study that book at home in your own time too.
I know that's right. That's true. That's so true.
Go search Yahweh to see the word.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I had a full agreement with that. It's so much revelation, so much he wants to show us and be. So these things that have been doctrined in for so long, I'm glad you was talking about the generation and stuff, for their time and things, but God empowers you more for the generation and the place and the purpose that we're supposed to be. And it's been wonderful now, you know, because we look at who hurt, who said, and this, and not look at him. And he went through that, and he was able to cry out, I mean, deeply cry out. And he said, not my will, Father, but yours, because of the love was so great between him and the relationship. And that's something I think needs to be for the body and for one another, is that he got us. He really got us. And and like you say, how we treat one another, you know, it's better to listen to get understanding than to speak before you can hear, because it will offend or it'll make you mad when you don't understand what you're mad or offended about, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why it gave us the Holy Ghost. And I just, you know, he just leads me to hear a powerful word of teaching on this broadcast with Randy and the prophets and the others, and I just love it. I mean, just to confirm, to hear, you know, that God is working. He has our, you know, doing what we need. And so when we're in doubt, God give a ready word or turn you around and empower you when you, you know, been persecuted and all that. It's a joy, but it does hurt in the times, and you do need the saints to be able to keep your hand lifted. And I just pray for this broadcast and Randy for having the vision and the workers that are really trying meet the needs of the people, God's people, and letting them know that they're cared about. And I enjoyed that word, and that's why I was calling you too, and I'm touching and agreeing, because I know the word, and I'm still learning new things in the word, and that keeps me young and alive and joyous. So, yeah. So I got an anniversary coming up, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to spend some time together, to go away, hear God, and just spend that time in encouraging one another. It'll be 49 years, and all the marriages that are being tried and going through, trying to do the right thing, you know, seek God and stay encouraged.
Yes, well, happy anniversary. We are going to pray on that as well, that y'all be able to spend time and let God have his way. But
amen.
I want to go back to something that you said. It was two things that you said, but one of them, and it reminded me when Nicodemus went to God. You know, Nicodemus was with the priests, you know, the Pharisees, and stuff like that. They were tradition and religion. But Nicodemus, something was in him that he wanted to know, because remember, they had scrolls. They was reading the word from Moses and Elijah and Isaiah. You know, they were reading these words.
Yeah.
So they, in his mindset, this could be the Messiah. He's doing this, and they say he's going to come this, and there's going to be somebody in the wilderness. So he was like, this is a possibility that this can be the Messiah. So Nicodemus will follow Christ, and so he would ask him, how can one be born again? He got to go back into his mind, you know, and stuff like that. This was, I tell you, boy, y'all, if y'all, I used to play the Baba app while I was in the bed and be asleep, and the word would be in my, because this is how bad I wanted. I would wake up and say, Jesus, tell him, yeah, that's right. I would hear certain things in my sleep, the word. But Jesus was saying to him, ain't you the master of Israel? Ain't you a teacher? Ain't you a priest? And you know not these things? You know what he's doing? You know not these things, and you're teaching us people? This is John 3, y'all. When Nicodemus talked to him, so Jesus went back to him. Well, right now,
talking to him and saying that you're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to teach this in verse 10. And you know my people. That's just like this. These people in the pulpit, you don't know about these things. You ain't teaching the young generation about these things. You ain't teaching these married men about these things. And so when you told it, it just brought me to you as a pastor. You is responsible for the sheepfold.
That's right.
Just imagine what Jesus, what Christ is saying in heaven. You don't know these things. Why you don't know these things? Because you don't know who I am. You're not connected. You're so far from me that you're not teaching the true word. Come on.
You're telling the truth. That's right.
And he told Nicodemus, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know." Come on, this is Christ.
That's
we
right.
Do know. And we testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our own witness. I am the witness. I have a testimony where I didn't came from. We're going to speak what we know, and we're going to tell our testimony what we know.
Amen.
You're going to tell the testimony. That's why a lot of these people that say they prophet, when you get ready to tell them things that's unusual, uncommon, they say something wrong with you, and they want to tell you in error. No, you in error. You teaching divination. You teaching falsehood because you don't know the word, because you ain't in the word.
Come on.
You ain't and you pray for her, and you don't have that relationship with Yahweh like you say you do. Come on.
Ooh. Amen.
I'm in the word, y'all. And so when you are in the word,
Amen.
You will know the ones that's telling the truth. You will know the
Amen. Ones. That's true. Amen. Amen.
So that's one thing that I caught you saying. That's what they're doing. Another thing, people, you get in the book of John, because it's in the book of John. I'm trying to remember where it said, but Jesus tell us, when you don't accept the true light, when you don't accept Christ, when you don't accept the true light, first, there's no condemnation, no condemning when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's right.
When you accept him as the Son of Yahweh, as your true Lord and Savior, you have been bought with a price. Come on.
Yes, come on. That's a blessing.
You
yes,
will not be condemned.
That's true.
Oh, my God. See, you get, see, y'all, I'm going to help you out tonight. When you step him, and that's why we got to teach it. We got to go to the basics. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is the true Messiah because he is God himself.
Yes.
You have been bought. You have been redeemed. Going into the water, just washing you, purifying you. You come up as a new created creature. But you also got to step him in your heart. So when you step him to your heart, it's a sealed thing. You got the mark of Christ.
Help
somebody out.
Yes.
When you Christ as your Lord and Savior, you begin to come marked. You got the mark of Christ. Oh my God, I can take these same people. I'm going to help them tonight. You're going to be marked. But those that doesn't accept him, they are unmarked. And those that don't accept him, don't you know, you're already condemned. You and I already went through judgment. It's already a judgment with your name signed in heaven. If you think I'm here, we can go to the Bible verses in the book of John. I can show you. He said, you already judged. So if you live in a sinful life, somebody going to say, Lord, repent. Somebody going to be repenting tonight. When you don't accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you not walking that truly holy life, and you walking in a sinful life, you already been judged. It's already judged. So that's why if something was he is the Lord Savior, and he died, and he rose,
yes,
and he sits in heaven, that he came down here as the Word and came, and he was made flesh. If you ain't went through that process and you walking in a sinful way, if you close your, because you already judge, you already condemned. So when you close your eyes and you don't believe in Christ, when you close your eyes here on earth, on this earth, your flesh gonna go back to the dust. But where your soul and spirit is, where it's gonna go. But when you open, when your that spirit come out your body, or you gonna see him, and you already been judged.
So
which side of the gospel you gonna be at? You ain't gonna be over there in Abraham booth. You ain't gonna be on that side. You gonna be on the side where the rich man was crying out, sending Lazarus just to dip his hand in some water, to put it on my tongue.
Thank
you. The place of torment. Go look it up in the book of Luke. I think it's Luke 16 or 14. You already judged it right there. I think it's in John 4. You already been condemned. That's why he say repent.
Amen.
You got to know.
Gotta
God sent the word to this world, not to condemn the world, but to save it. But the word through him might be saved. If you believe in the Son of Man, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. Look what it says. As a matter of fact, I just pulled it up. I got it right here. Now, I'm saying, I'm going to bag it up with words. I'm going to bag it up with words because you ain't going to get off PGN and say, I didn't know that. No, you're going to know tonight. You're going to know tonight. Ooh, it's time not to be playing no more. People are checking up out of here. We don't want you check up out of here. And everybody, these pastors lying to my old, they in heaven. We know, no. Come on. Man, you receive him. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he listen, verse 18, chapter 3, so read it for yourself. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
Already.
Y'all better go read that word already. They condemned already. Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Okay, 19. And this is a condemnation that the light is coming to the world, and the men love darkness rather than light, because the day were evil. Come on.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
You already condemned, y'all. When you don't believe that this is his son, that he came flesh. Because he was the Word. The Word is God. The Word is the Holy Spirit. And who don't believe in it, it letting you know in the verse, you have already been condemned.
Glory to him.
Oh, that should wake some of you up. You should be teaching this to your sons and daughters.
Yes, Lord.
So if you leave this earth and you didn't believe his word and who he was, and you didn't accept him in your heart, you were already condemned. And Lord, something happened to you. The book, you gonna see the book, but you gonna hear it depart from me, and the book is gonna be closed. It's no more you.
Yes.
It's no more you once you leave this earth.
Thank
no
you,
more. God. You ain't going to even know what's going on the earth. And for those that sitting up there lying, talking about my family members are angels, that's a lie. He already had angels before he made this world. We got to tell the people the truth. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blurted out. You ain't going to be remembered. And you ain't going to remember nothing you did on this earth. You won't see it when you close your eyes and face him. But once that book closed, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
So, sister, let us pray for you. Told you. Y'all can't say y'all. For those who's on this phone, you can't make that excuse. Go open the book. Read John 3 yourself. It's all through the word. Tell you what happened to you. It tell you the place of torment, the gulf that fits between the place of torment and where Abraham was and where Lazarus was in his bosom. And you know people are asking questions because people keep saying these things. That's not of God. God is not a God that's among the dead. He's among the living. Come on. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Father God, because you, let me tell you something. I see people fleeing for you, them spirits, not them, the principalities and powers, the darkness, fleeing for
thank you.
Because God putting something up in you that's going to expose them, that you come as the light, the voice that's in the wilderness to say repent to each and every last one.
Yes,
my God, I see it, that you're going to be crying, repent, every last one of you, and you're going to be bold because when you speak it, you're going to have a war of angels around you.
I do.
If you ask me what I said,
that's on point. Yeah. I do. That's on point. I hear you, Lord, using you to tell yes, and I receive it, every bit of it, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I ask you to bless Sister LaShawn for the mighty work she does, the boldness and the love that she has for you, and the heart for the people to be set free, and the generations that are coming after us, that we will set their hearts on fire with the word, that we'll fall in love with him and be a true relationship with our Savior, and not retreat, but come forward and stand boldly and do the will of the Father. I thank you for this broadcast, Brother Randy, and all the prophets and prophetess and those that are going forth. I pray that we all just line up for the truth and his righteousness and be ready to go.
Amen.
And I thank you for that prayer that you, I'll come back on Cat broadcast to testify if he will, but if that was on point, I know exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly. I hear you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oof, thank you, Lord.
Okay. You might want to go back and read it too, because, like I said, sometimes you'll know when stuff comes directly from heaven.
Yeah, because those things were happening. It was actually happening. And God hadn't released me to say anything yet, because he said he will fight my battles, but the assignment is important. Is between many of us need to be done. So that was right on point in the time that needed to. Yes, it was nothing. Every word was from the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of the Lord for me. Every word, every. I felt in my spirit, it was just release. It's a releasing, you know, like fire up in your body. You got to go. It's no longer, and especially the part of being hindered and blocked. So, yep, I know. It's right. It's right.
Amen. We get the glory.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, it
is. For whatever he's doing, but he's going to give you the things that you need. He's going to give it to you. You sit back and watch. And when he tells you,
I love him. I just love him. I will. Okay, thank you for the prayers. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you. Happy anniversary. We just ask the Father that his will be done. His will be done in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, you already know. I just ask him to bring you peace. Bring you peace. Bring you peace. In Jesus'
name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
John. Thank you.
You're
love
welcome.
You. Good night.
Love you. Thank you for calling. Have a safe weekend.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. My God. Jesus. 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. And where you calling from?
Hello, son. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing?
It is well in spite of us.
All right. Well, is there something you want to share, or you have a special prayer request?
Believing God that you guys are in agreement with the prayer list that I have, and that the will of the Lord be done concerning the matters. And I'm dying the hand of the enemy.
So, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the
turn around, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that's on the prayer list, Father God. We speak divine healing. We speak complete healing. We speak a purging, a washing on the inside, Father God, to those who need to be purged, that need to be washed on the inside. Father God, let this be an hour where you go deep into the heart, open heart surgery, Father God. Get rid of the bitterness. Get rid of, the unforgiveness. Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father God, let this be a year, an hour, a season of joy, a tear of joy in their lives, Father God. Father God, there's nothing impossible for you, Father God. Father God, I remember somebody shared a story, and it just touched me. It was a testimony by a thing that the Father showed them what was in heaven, and it just made my prayer just, when you hear people, because let me tell y'all, God speaks to a lot of people, even people that call here, that ask for prayer, they have gifts. And when I hear other people tell their testimony that there are things in heaven, that's why Jesus said, how can you understand the things here on earth? If you can't understand that I'm calling these miracles down from heaven, I know what's in heaven. This Christ, I know what's in heaven because that's where I came from. So I'm going to do things here on earth as it is in heaven. So he already know the places in heaven, things that we need in heaven. And then he come back and give us confirmation. There are certain things that's in heaven that he's ready to release for us, but we have not because we ask not. We have not because we don't really walk in that faith as we say we should walk in, and we don't believe. We can pray for people, but they don't believe and they don't have faith. So Father God, I'm asking that those strongholds in the mind, because you tell us the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, it's mighty through you by pulling down these strongholds. Father God, we just speak that those strongholds of the mind binding spirit, the mind destroying the mind, the stinking thinking, we rebuke it, Father God. Let it be an hour that they walk in faith, unshakable belief like never before. Father God, let them know that your hands is not too short to reach them. There, whatever they speak out their mouths, life and death is in the power of the tongue. If you speak it and believe it and have the faith, it shall be done. It's nothing. This is the season of miracles, true miracles. The word of eyes haven't seen this type of miracle. We heard about it. We seen it with Moses and everybody, but this is a new era. This is a new generation that he's going to perform miracles that people are going to know. This got to come from heaven, that this is the real deal. And so, Father God, help our unbelief, that these people that's on this list, that they would not give up on themselves, that they would not give up, that the situation, you are in control, that they will believe if they ask and they have patience and wait upon you, that your will be done, that they will line up with your will, not thy will, but your will, Father God. And Father God, that only if they knew what you hold in heaven, only if they knew what your word really say, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to decree it in their life that they will have an understanding. Open thy heart, open their eyes, open their heart to thy understanding. Help their understanding that we're going to speak that this would not be a season that they will perish. This would not be a season that they will be devoured. This is a season that they should be made whole. This is the season that their faith will come up. This was to be a season where the strongholds have been broken and they have been set free in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. I don't care. We're going to believe the report of you. What is the report in heaven?
What is heaven is saying? What are you saying? We're going to stand on your word, and we're going to speak your word because you are the word. Let the word show up in their situation. Let the word shine in their situation where darkness and unforgiveness and hatred and bitterness and everything that been rooted in their bloodline, rooted up in their heart, to be uprooted right now in the name of Yahshua. So, Father God, we thank you. That's our prayer. That they will be healing, delivering, complete healing on the inside, delivering and set free. So, Father God, we got to trust you in this season that is already done. It's a done deal because it's already done in heaven. You didn't already work it out. Let them walk it out. We cannot walk it out for them. They got to walk it out themselves. So, Father God, I ask that you, it's just a due season that everything is going to line up in place for your daughter in due season. See, we got to go through that squeezing process. We got to go through it. We got to go through it. But when we get to the other side, my God, when you cross over to the other side, like Jesus crossed over to the other side to set the captives free. So when we get to the other side, everything is going to be brand new. Everything is going to be made whole. So I declare it and decree it in your daughter's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for yours. Yes, sir. Thank you for that prayer.
My Holy Spirit is really, really, I'm telling y'all, y'all only knew this is heaven. So, y'all just got to reach up there and believe it and grab it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything else?
That's it, dear.
Well, thank you for calling in. Did you get that text? I'll reach out to you about that situation. So put that on your prayer list.
It is well. I got it.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Kiara from New York.
Hey, Kiara. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Is there a special prayer request or something you want to share?
No, I just need prayer, period, over every aspect of my life.
Okay. All right. Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for being with her. Father God, the word tell her you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. But I'm just hearing let go and let God. I'm hearing that let go and let God, you know, move yourself out the way. You know, let God handle a lot of stuff that you're trying to, you know, handle yourself, which is too much. Just let go and let God. And he's going to get you to a place where a lot of stuff don't bother you, that you like, okay, you see this, Father? This is your business. The battle's not mine. It's yours. And you're going to keep it moving. And he's going to give you a peace about it. People is not going to be able to intimidate you, you know, and say things that bother you, to make you feel guilty. I don't know if this, you can relate. Is this something, people ain't going to, the words people say to you, it ain't going to bother you anymore. God's going to put that shield in, which you already have a shield of protection. You just got to believe it.
you pick up the shield of faith, pick up the whole arm of God, and come against those fiery darts. Every fiery dart that the enemy is shooting, you have the shield of faith. You speak the word. You know, no weapon. Start speaking, start declaring, start decreeing this word over your situation. You know, speak. If he said, peace, I give you peace. That's the peace he promised, not the peace of the world, but the peace that he's giving. And he say, I give you power and authority to tread over the serpent. You know, you have the power and authority. You have the power and authority to bruise it up under your feet. You have the power and authority to speak life or, you know, speak life or speak death. Encourage yourself. All power and authority have been given unto you. And you're going to know how to walk, exercise your power and authority and how to stand firm with that whole arm of God. And you're going to know that some things is not for you to fight. Some things is not for you to get involved in. You know, it's okay to say no and walk away. God, this is your problem. This is your son. This is your daughter. You know, I'm going to get myself out the way. It's to protect you. Fear God. Fear him. It's going to be for your protection. I always ask them, what do you say? What do you think? Let your will be done in this situation. If he say no, his no is no. His yes is yes, and keep moving. If you ain't going to feel a guilt about saying no, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going to answer the phone. No, I'm not going to just get up and run over there. I'm not just going to get up and run over there because you want me to. No, I'm not going to take you everywhere. You know, can you relate to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? When he say shut it down, shut it down and trust him. So, Father God, I place good connection, God-fearing women in her life, Father God. Every distraction, everything that's not for her, Father God, we just speak that those doors will be shut. And you shut the door, Father God. You place that wall up. Even when she want to go, you place the wall up, Father God. Do the separation, because only you can do the separation. And he's going to do that separation to protect you. He's going to do the separation so you can know who you are and your purpose in life. So let him be God. Let him be Yahweh in your life. Depend on him and keep looking to the hill which comes your help. In Jesus' name. So, Father God, thank you for protecting your daughter. I thank you for shielding her. Father God, thank you for the separation. And, Father God, I ask that you touch her heart and help her to understand you're doing this to protect her. You're doing this, Father God, to mold her, to be the young lady, the young woman you want her to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And it's all well. It's going to be all well with your soul. It's going to be all well in your house. So you're going to have the peace. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. There you go.
That was confirmation. Thank you.
So, yeah, let them be God and let them get rid of some baggage and stuff out your life. And it's for your good. The Lord is your life and salvation. Who should you fear? It's going to be for your good and it's going to be for your protection. And then you're going to see things and then everything you want to do, he got to move some people in order for you to get where you need to be. And so let him do it. Let him be God.
It just hurts.
Yeah, and the people try to make you feel guilty about stuff. No, he's gonna fix your heart to say no because he's going to protect you, but you're going to have to let him do it. Let him do it. Get on his side and watch what he do. And you're going to feel good, and your joy going to come back. Your peace going to come back, and everything's just going to be easy. You're going to be at peace.
Because I've been down.
Yeah.
So now, what do you want? Tell God what you really want. What do you want?
I just want to be happy.
Well, that's what he's going to do. God is not an author of confusion.
Right.
God said, if your ways pleases me, I'm going to make your enemy be at peace. So you won't have peace. But you got to let him remove some junk and remove these ungodly soul ties and people out of your life. They trying to make, cause guilt, shame, and condemnation. That is not of God. And so that's what he's going to do. He's gonna cause that separation. Know that he does it. It's going to hurt. I promise you, next year or later on this year, you're going to look back and be saying, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My God. That's all I'm saying I had to do. It lets you take care of it. Oh, your joy is going to come back. So I just declare and decree joy. The joy of the Lord will be your strength in this hour.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. And just get in his word. Just soak in his word and worship. And he's going to show you the love that you missing. You're going to see the love through him, through Christ.
Yeah.
In Jesus.
I don't know. Amen.
Go ahead.
I look for it everywhere else.
No, he gonna show you his. You know what, Father? Show your daughter your heart. Let her see your heart. Let her see the love that's in you. And Father, God, is that you cover her with your love, cover her with your peace. Let her experience the love. And you're close to the broken heart. She would not have a broken heart in this season. Fix her heart. Do a new thing with her heart in the name of Jesus. But let her show up for her, Father God. Let her feel you like she never felt you before in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be okay. Just like, just get to a place where you talk to him. Just tell him how you feel. If you got to shout, you got to cry out, you do it. That's between you and Yahweh. He already knows. He already knows it, and he already sees it. And you tell him, talk to him like I'm talking to you, but just like you tell certain people your secret, you talk to him like that. Tell him what you're not happy about. Tell him what you want. Tell him how you feel. Tell him to help you. He's going to tell you, daughter, I need you to draw. Whatever he tells you, he'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's going to be okay because he's going to send you someone, too, to help you through that as well. he know how to set it up, cause we all, he got the best. Christ is the best wise counseling, but he also sends people to help us.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't reject them, cause sometimes we'll reject the wrong people. You'll know.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling, and God bless you.
God bless you and your words. Thank you. You've helped me for years. You just don't even know.
Oh, give God glory. I'm just thankful you just used me to encourage people, however he used me.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. You're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed and safe weekend.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Bye.
You too. All right. All righty. This is Sister LaShawn. Message calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, sis. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
I am doing just really well. Really
That's
well. Had a few rough days, but God just turns those, you know, dark days. He just brings light to them, so he's
yes,
good.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. We
yeah.
all go through some rough days. We all go through some
mm-hmm.
rough days. So, yeah, we know as long as we on his side, we're going to pull through. We're going to pull through. And so, Father God, I
yeah.
thank you for pulling your daughter through. It's like I see this hand, you know. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just like Peter, when he was walking, I'm telling y'all, the Holy Spirit is really moving tonight. Jesus, when he was walking on the water, and they were looking, they thought it was a ghost or whatever. Who is that? You just imagine. I don't know if anybody been on, well, I haven't even been on no boat on a storm. But if you have been on a beach or even a lake, it's black, right? It's black. The
yeah.
water looks weird. Has anybody been on a beach or a body of water? It just looks like it's weird out there. And if you don't know no better, you won't even know it's water because it's black, unless the moon just bright shining on. But it was like a the water was real rough, I believe, that day when Jesus was walking on the water. And when they seen him, and this is just what I'm seeing, I'm telling the rest of the story, but what I've seen, when Peter said, "That's you, can I come out and can I walk? You know, command me to come to you." And he said, "Well, come on." You know, I'm paraphrasing, y'all. And Peter began to get off the boat and walk towards Jesus, but he took his eye off of Jesus and he began to go up under the water. But this is what I seen. His hand reaching down, grabbing Peter, grabbing him. And he said, "Oh, you know, Peter, you little faith." But I didn't hear that from you, but I see the hand grabbing you out the water. Like, no matter what the storm can rage in our life. But his hand's going to be there to pull you up. So I just seen the real vision. I seen that hand going into the water and you having your hand up and he's grabbing you up out of things, up out of the situation that's trying to pull you down or trying to pull you back. He's grabbing you up out of there. Don't let go his hand because you're going to come out. And when you come out, you're going to come out like Perez Go. You ain't going to look like what you've been through. And so that's what the vision I seen, the hand pulling you up out the water, putting you up out the storm. So I thank you, Father God, for the pulling up, pull her up to come higher in you, pull her up to draw her more into you, pull her up at the situation that want to keep her stuck. You know, you do the pulling up because you say, if I be lifted, you know, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So, Father God, I thank you that it will not keep her down because you're not going to let her drown. You're not going to let the enemy overtake her because you're going to have a hand to pull her out of it. Long as she keeps seeking you, long as she keeps trusting you, long as she knows that she's on your side, you're going to have that hand to pull her out of some situation that the enemy is trying to pull her down. So that's what I've seen with you.
Wow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
well,
Jesus.
Remember, yeah, I've just seen that hand, you know, you grab some people when they, And some people go in the water, and they go in the water with the hook or something. They grab the hand. They ain't going to let their hand go. You know, even when they're going through a situation that they're not familiar with, they going to be holding on to their husband, holding on to their mom. And he's your provider. He's everything. You keep holding on to him and trusting him. I don't care what goes on. Just say, I'm on the side with him. He's not going to let me go under unless I want to go under, but he ain't going to let me go under. Amen.
Amen. That really speaks to me. Wow.
Right. That's what I said.
Oh, I know it. I had a vision. I had a vision some time ago, and he actually brought it to mind. I don't know if it was yesterday morning or this morning I was sharing this vision, and I was just really, I was walking along the beach, and I was just weary.
Wow.
I just could not walk anymore, and Jesus picked me up, and he was carrying me like a rag doll, and he walked me to you. Excuse me?
Wow.
Yeah, he walked me to the end of the beach. It was a beach that I was familiar with, and there's a part of the beach there's a sign, and it's dangerous because it's actually where all the fishermen fish for sharks. And he walked me past that sign, and he walked on the water, took me all the way out into the ocean. And when he got way out there, and the water was dark, it was pitch black, you couldn't see anything underneath, he set me up. So I was standing on the water, and he told me not to take my eyes off of him, because if I take my eyes off of him, I can't see all the dangers that are under the water, and just to focus on him. And I was just telling somebody, it was the last few days, that I feel like I've taken my eyes off of him and I'm sinking. And so that, you know, what you just said just really spoke to me, and I feel him holding me up. Yeah.
So he gave you that vision. Wow.
He did. Mhm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, my eyes is open. Heaven is really speaking. I'm telling you. Wow,
yeah.
That's just confirmation. That's just what I've seen.
Yeah, it's confirmation.
And the thing you're saying on the beach and how dark it was, and I mean, it was just going to be.
I knew the minute you said that, I had a feeling where this was going, so, yeah.
I'm telling you, my father, this is how he speaks to us. You know, we do nothing of ourselves. You know, it's just amazing, you know. So he's letting you know, daughter, that was me. This right here is confirmation to you. He's letting you know, daughter, that was me. That was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm using my daughter to give you confirmation that was me. That matter what you're going through, I got you, and I'm going to pull you up. So that's prophetic. He gave you a prophetic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you.
Amazing. He's so good.
It just touched me. It really does touch me. You know, when he does give confirmation, testimony, just like he tell Nicodemus, we are witness. When we pray for them, some people don't say nothing, but they don't know and be sure. When things do happen, it might be small little pieces. Sure, it's the testimony. You testify. The Father is being testified. This is what he did. This is what he healed my body when somebody prayed. That's we overcome by the word and the testimony. We testify about what heaven is. Let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what Jesus was talking about. When y'all understand the word, then you will understand these things. Jesus was saying, I'm a witness, and I'm here to tell the testimony, and I'm testifying. And so that's just it.
Yeah.
It's no show, though. It's nothing like this. So that's
he is
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
And he's going to give you more. You're going to get more. Get ready. You're going to get more. And just write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down. And then go say, you know, tell him, Father, thank you. Thank you for giving me confirmation. Thank you for speaking to me, you know, ordering, directing my footsteps. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for not leaving me. I thank you for that I would not drown. The enemy, he's going to try to, you know, trying to come in like a flood, but you're going to lift up that standard. Thank you, Father, for lifting up the standard. Thank you, Father, for giving me, you know, the prophetic eye and vision to see what the enemy is trying to do, but you letting me know that you got me. So, you know, just start thanking.
Yes. I've had lots of visions lately about, you know, what the enemy's doing in my life and, you know, but also about the protection that he's, you know, that he has me protected, shielded. So he's just so good and so faithful. All glory to him.
Yeah. Amen. He's so awesome. He gets the glory. We don't get the glory. He gets the glory. And we just thank him for who he is. And I'm telling you, he sent his word. He speaks to us through words. You know?
Yes, he does.
And thank you for sharing it.
You're welcome. Thank you, you know, for being such a faithful warrior and a vessel for him. I mean, you give so much encouragement, and it's wonderful when, you know, it could give you feedback and encourage you as well.
Amen.
So,
it sure do.
Thank you. Amen.
It sure do. It
Amen.
Do. It's encouragement to me. So thank you, Father.
Yeah. Thank you.
You too. And another thing I want to share, every time we get a prophetic word, especially for heaven, you got to fight for that word. You got to shield that word because the enemy is going to try to come and steal. He comes steal, kill, and destroy. So he come and try to, and see me, I used to like didn't want to get no word because I know some words going to come with some water. Don't come prophesy to me. I be trying to hide, you know. Then I learned, I used to say, well, Lord, talk to me. And at first, I wouldn't be getting no good word or I wouldn't get nothing. But I'm like, good, because when you get certain things, the enemy right there, he's going to try to come again. But it's already written and it's done, because he wants us to get out of faith and get out the will of God. But continue to stand on the word.
Amen. I'm learning that.
You got to fight for that word. You got to fight for it.
Yeah.
And if it comes from heaven, trust me, it's going to work.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit. Safe weekend, and thank you for calling in.
You too, LaShawn. God bless.
God bless you. Well, okay, we got one more caller.
Hi,
this is LaShawn. Regina. Hey, Regina, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing
well,
I
hear you. I'm like, I hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that a prayer request or anything you want to share?
No. Whatever God puts on your heart.
Okay. Well, let's see what he has. Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh,
don't know. I see like a stick hitting the ground. I'm trying to see if that's a stick or is that a warrior stick, if that's a staff, but I see it hitting on the ground like a warrior. At first, I just was seeing the stick just hitting on the ground, but I'm trying to see what kind of stick it is. And then, you know, it's like the war, you remember, like you see it, like women warriors, and before they get ready to go into battle, they got they you know, kind of like the arm on, but they end up hitting the stick out. It's not a stick, it's a war, look like a warrior stick. And they hit it on the ground, be hitting it. I see that. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Father God. And I'm trying to see. It's not like a stick stick. It looked like a war weapon. But I see like it's like a war weapon, and they hitting it on the ground like a warrior, like a true warrior. A true warrior. So Father God, I thank you. So Father God, raise up the true warrior in your daughter, that she will stand firm, Father God. Give her all the weapons that she needs, Father God. And I don't know if this is a staff or warrior stick, Father God, but I see it just hitting the ground like you hitting it on the ground. It's hitting on the ground. And then there's other women around you. It's like, you know, the enemy can't stand for full force, people standing together. When you stand together, war together, he don't like that. That's why he be trying to tear down the kingdom, divide the kingdom, and try to bring destruction upon the kingdom, the body of Christ. But I see you with these warrior, they look like warrior women. You stand together. Do not shy away from that. Draw to that. War women standing together. If they war women praying together, war women praying, because when a group of women come together and pray, they'll turn down like the Jericho walls are going to come down because they are warring together. They praying together. They worship together. Do not shy away from that, because I see you, it's a group of women. They is not one. It's a group of them. And they standing, they hitting on the ground, and that's gonna cause the enemy to back up, gonna cause him to flee, because that's gonna be too much force. He can't come. He can't penetrate when there's a lot of force against him. He can't penetrate, but he can get one. But when it's more than one, it's a full force. He don't like that. That's why he try to cause and separation with the body of Christ. If I can get just one, if I can get them by themselves, you know, tear down the kingdom of God by themselves. But when there's a group, when women travail together, cry out together, that he can't stand that force. He ain't gonna be able to penetrate that force. So don't shy away. I don't know if God wants you to get with a group of women, but he'll give you more clarification and confirmation on that. But this is the time to arise. This is a very important time for the women to rise, to pray, to evangelize. Special pray, because what's going on with the law system, what's going on, I'm telling y'all, you have to get with people that praying. You got to apply yourself, because this prayer do change when it's a group of people praying. You're going to bar devil. It's going to be a full force, and that's what I see. You have to make time. You got to get up. This not my time. I ain't doing it for me, because when you do that, watch God throw open heaven. He say, try me, test me in this. You got to be a servant. A lot of people don't want to serve. You got to be a servant. Mm-hmm. How can I serve you, Father? What can you use? He said, if I need you in this season, on this team, this prayer team, with these group of women, run to that. Don't shy away. Run to it. Or if I need you serving with the children, go and do some feeding the homeless, whatever he's telling you to do, do it, because it's going to be a full force.
the kingdom, Satan, he ain't going to tear down his own kingdom. He's going to tear down the righteous kingdom. He's going to try to tear down those, you know, speaking the word of God. But he ain't going to mess with them if it's a group of them. He's going to try to get the weakest link. But when they are a group of people coming together, praying together, staying together, and whooping his tail, he's going to flee. So we got to understand that.
Wow.
So that's what I've seen. So go ahead.
That's confirmation because I am in a group with like three other women, and we've been getting up at 5 o'clock every morning.
Amen.
For like the last week, no, month, like the last month. And I thought about dropping out of it because then I work, and then I keep oversleeping, so I'm like 15 minutes late, and then I was like, you need to be on time. And then I'm just like, maybe I just can't do the 5 o'clock, because I thought about not just doing the 5 o'clock. Because I'm sleepy. But that's a confirmation, like, no, stay with it, because it's four of us. And we meet at 5 o'clock every morning from 5 to 5:45, like 45 minutes to an hour. And Monday through Friday, we've been meeting and praying. Yeah, just praying and...
Yeah, you got to stay to it.
Every morning.
Don't give up, y'all. Don't... Sometimes, let me tell you something. When I first started getting on the prayer line, I would fall asleep, but I would hear.
Yeah.
I'd be asleep, but I'd be hearing, though. I always had that ear to, you know, hear. I'd be hearing, and I'd be waking up in one part, be going in the prayer with them, you know. So you got to stick to it.
Yeah,
that's going to cause that sleepiness on you, so you won't pray. And then some people need that rest too, you know, because they be working so hard. But you got to, I'm telling you, this is the time that we got to come as the soldier in the soldier in the army of the Lord. Stand together and pray together. He's raising up the warriors and the women to pray, to cover. And that's just what I've seen.
Yeah, and that's today I was thinking about it. I thought maybe I'm just, because on days I work and I try to get up in the morning, I'm so tired, so I fall asleep. You know, and I'm 15 minutes late. And it's just like, you know, they start at 5 on the dot, and then I call like 5:10. I think I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes, and it's like an hour later, 4:15, and I think, well, this 5 o'clock is really, you know, kind of early, and I'm trying to get up. But it's like if I got to go to work, I get up. Get up that early and be on time to work or something. So I've been just hanging in there.
Yeah, and it's just going to come natural. Yeah, because you're not doing it because the women on the prayer line, you're doing it because you're serving the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's why you're doing it. If that's where he wants you to be, I'm telling you, if that's where he wants you to be, that little sleepness, the slumber is going to come out for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stick with it.
Jesus was up all type of hours praying. You don't think he was tired?
Yeah.
He tried to go somewhere and lay his head down. He even told him, remember he was in the garden praying before they rested him, and look, the three, they were falling asleep. He said, y'all can't even stay up for an hour?
For
and
1 hour.
You, y'all know what I'm about to go through? Well, look, that's going on. Look, that's the same thing going on now. I be saying the same thing. They can't even get themselves up at this time and pray. I be saying the same thing. They can't pray. They can't get themselves up. And I feel like Jesus. I'm up here praying. I'm up praying and sweating and dripping wet and I see why Jesus said that. We mean, I'm like, Lord, what is wrong with these people? They don't understand that we got to come together and pray.
saying, y'all go over there and y'all pray and y'all watch and pray so you won't fall tempted. He was warning them. My God, he just gave me revelation. He just gave me revelation. He said, stay over here. You know, I'm paraphrasing. You pray and you watch and pray so you won't get tempted. But then they get tempted because they went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Right.
That's exactly what happened. Because Peter sitting up there denying him and cussing. He cussed and denied him.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them ran off. My God, he just gave me revelation.
Wow. Yeah.
And why when you stay together, pray together, so you won't be tempted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's confirmation. Cause I've been getting up with, we've been getting up at 5.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's why
Friday.
I told them it. You can't even stay up for 1 hour. You can stay over. Jesus was sitting up there praying so hard he was sweating blood.
Mm-hmm.
He was in flesh. So I don't care what nobody said. He was in flesh. He didn't want. He knew what was gonna happen. He told God, take this away from me. I don't want to go through that.
Yeah. Pass, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lord, I'm up here praying for the people. I'm sitting up here seeing things, and I need them to cover me. I need them to pray, too, so they won't get the tempting and all that. And they sitting up there, they slumber, sleeping. Ain't saying, so I understand what he was saying. So I'm telling you what I see group in the, I see this vision. It's going to happen because we need the women. There's so much going on in the earth that they are tricking. And this thing is going to get so bad, you're about to see the people in the church falling away. Come against the true law of liberty with this law that's going on now. And we have to stand strong and pray.
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen.
So,
though
we don't want to continue, I advise anybody, you know anybody that's praying, get with those prayer groups. Get with the prayer group. Get with somebody. I don't care who it is. You make sure they got clean hands and pure heart. You do it. This ain't no job. I done been on prayer line. They be playing around and everything else. Nah, this ain't the time to play. We don't have room to play. We don't have room for error.
All right.
Y'all don't know what's about to come up on this earth. And I just said the other day, Lord, I see why you snatching them up out this earth.
Mm.
Oh, amen.
Oof.
Yeah, because it's much needed. Everybody should be praying. Everybody. And this is not no one man show, no one woman show. Everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I have a few more
calls. Confirmation.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's giving a lot of confirmation tonight.
Yes. Yes, he is. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, and you have a blessed, safe weekend. Thank you for calling in.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. You have a safe weekend, too.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we got a few more calls. I see the Holy Spirit kind of coming lifting up off of me. So I'm going to try to get through these calls, but it seems like I'm winding down, y'all. For those, pray for my strength. Pray for my strength because I can feel me coming down a little bit. Let's see. 954-580, this is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from? Mm-hmm.
954-580. What is Sister Caroline? 954-580. Can you hear me? Okay. And she's still on now. I'm going to give her enough time. I'll go back to her. 804-218. This is Sister LaShawn. Master's calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Angie from Virginia.
Hey, Angie. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And how are you, LaShawn?
I'm doing great. No complaint. I'm doing great.
That's wonderful.
Is there a special prayer request?
I have a little old lady that she's 96 and she's been placed in hospice, and I've been helping take care of her because she's a friend of my. She's my friend's mother, and you know, I just you know the. It's already been miraculous, but, you know, that tired. She's tired. She's 96, and, you know, she has her little swings, you know, mood swings here and there, but, you know, she's lucid, which is really good because she had such a bad infection that she wasn't, you know, being very able to connect with people around her and sense what's going on. So I just want to pray for her name. Her name's Betty, and I would like prayer for myself as well.
Her name is Betty?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Father God, we thank you for Betty, Father God. We just thank you for the years, Father God. We thank you for the life, Father God. And, Father God, I just ask that you just give her peace, Father God. Let this be a peace. Let this be a season that she will rest, Father God. Father God, anything that's trying to fight her body, because that's just a shell, Father God, that we just speak that no weapon formed against her body, her mind, it shall not prosper, Father God. Father God, let these days, these last days, only you know when the time, the hour, you know, Father God, you in control of it all. But we just speak that she will be at rest, that she will have peace, and she'll be in her right mind. Father God, we stand against the hands of the adversary. Father God, we come against fear, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you put a smile on her face, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you know, she will know who you are, and she will know that you're in control. She will know, Father God. She will know, and this will be a season of joy for her, the hour of joy, an hour. Bring her smile back, Father God. Father God, let her body rest. Let her mind rest in the name of Jesus. And we pray for your daughter. We thank you for her being the caretaker, Father God. Father God, because you is going to honor, you know what, you've been in the caretaking for a while. You've been doing that for a while.
All my life.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I see that the Father really, really, he honor you for that. I don't know if you know that, but he honor you for that.
Oh, well, he thought it was important to be there with Moses.
Well, and when I say when I say he honor you, there he even gave you quite few favor. I don't know if you realize it or not.
He gave me favor?
Yes.
Amen. You know, thank you, Jesus.
No, I'm saying he have given you favor in your life. There's favor that he have given you. And I don't think you noticed that, you realize that. favorite.
He's giving.
Go ahead.
He's giving me favors.
Right, when I say when I say favor, God made ways out of no way. Things that you just like, how did this happen? God, you know, how did this money come? How did this bill get paid? How, you know, you go in the grocery store, somebody giving you something. It's just that the favor, not everything money, but the favor that he took care of, just like you take care of his people, he took care of you.
Oh. Thank you.
No, I'm asking you, did you notice that?
I do notice that, yes.
Right.
And
a lot of people don't realize, the reason why I ask you that, because a lot of people don't know those are favors. They think favor got to be money, money. I got to have this big house, this big car, this thing. No, favor go a long way, and favor could give you long life. Favor go a long way with the Father. And we have to recognize when he's giving us favor. And he helped giving you favor, even with things that went on in your body.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him protecting me and
mm-hmm.
shielding
yeah,
me
but,
from.
Right. And so that's why I was asking you, did you realize that he have given you favor? And some of the favor he have given you, because you took care of some people. You took care of people when you didn't, even when you didn't want to, and even when you didn't understand. But, you know, time was rough. You got frustrated. But God, when you take care of his people, he's going to take care of you.
Amen. I believe that.
And so he give you that favor, but also he want to give you more favor. So you continue, you get in his word, and whatever is going on with you, you know, in that secret time, you release it. You let things go, release everything to him, release, you know, any unforgiveness you have in your heart, release those people, the ones that hurted you, the one you think that took advantage of you, you release them, you repent. And you ask for forgiveness, you forgive them and ask for forgiveness for yourself, because some of the stuff have been held up for you as well. But God has been, he has, you know, released favor over your life, and he want to give you more, but you got to do some releasing in your life. Some, you know, let them people go. Trust God, and God is going to take care of you for taking care of his people.
Amen.
Don't look at the situation, because I know being a caretaker is not hard. It's not easy. It could be a hard job. It could be very hard. It could be like, you know, taking care of a child. It could be frustrating. But you look at them as God look at them. And when you take care of his people, he's going to take care of you.
Amen. I believe that.
So, Father God, I thank you. And I ask that you just remove some scales that tradition, you know, that tradition thing, remove it and, you know, show her the truth, Father God. Show her the true way. Show her the way, the correct way, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I just pray that she will have a hunger and thirst for you, and that she will surrender to you. And when she has that hunger and thirst for you and surrender to you, everything that she thought she lost, everything that she's been waiting for, Father God, that it will be released in her life. So, Father God, I thank you for the protection. I thank you, Father God, for respiration. I thank you for the healing of the heart, the mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and some healing and deliverance that need to take place in her life within the inside, even with her family, Father God. And you came to set the captives free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. So we speak of freedom. We speak, the word tells us, wherever the spirit of the living God, the true living God, there is freedom. And I decree that over her and her family in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, LaShawn.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in.
And may God richly bless you when you lay down and rest, to give you restoration and complete peace
over your sleep tonight.
May you wake up so fresh that you're just full of energy like a teenager.
I know that's right. I receive that. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the refreshing. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You. And you have a
God
blessing.
Bless you too.
All right.
You too.
Go back to this number, 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn.
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? I thought that was your number. Well, I'm glad I got you tonight.
I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm well. Thank you. Is there something you want to share, or you have a prayer request? Or?
I do have a prayer request. There are a few things that I'm praying for in this month. I just want you to agree with me in prayer. Lord, will just grant me the wisdom and the skill that I need to comfortably prepare for both. I want to do some studying as well as being more integral in a business. I started it previously, and both I did previously, but I became weary along the way, so that the Lord will just grant me the strength, the fortitude I need to go all the way, and all will be well.
Okay. So, Father God, we just thank you. Now, did you say something about a business?
Yes, there's something that I want to pursue, but
okay.
I keep on starting and stopping, and I just want to resume, and I pray God will enable it to go well.
Father God, I just ask that you give your daughter wisdom, give her wisdom, because we need wisdom when we're trying to do any type of business, manage money, marriage, family. We need wisdom. And so if we ask for the wisdom, it shall be given unto us. So, Father God, I ask that you give your daughter wisdom. Give her a blueprint, Father God. Father God, that she will present this idea to you, this business idea to you. Father God, send her true connection. Send her true business mind people, the true business mind people, Father God. And Father God, send her the source that she needs, Father God. And so, Father God, we ask that you direct her path, direct her, Father God. Lead her, give her exactly what she needs. Give her the business idea. Give her the divine connection in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, and we ask that you protect this. This is her heart desire. Father God, we ask that you protect it and let it be covered. And let it be your will that you have for her life, Father God, that this thing will line up with your will. We ask that you bless it. We ask that you give her favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I don't know if you're trying to connect business with someone, but I seem like a man. I don't know if this man going to come along to help you or what this is, or he's going to help you to get it up started, or give you the advice that you need for this business, or you plan on going in business with somebody, a male physician. I apologize, y'all, if y'all hear noise, because my neighbor, it seems like they partying. They've been warned. I can hear them outside my door. So if y'all hear noise, please forgive me. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. I'm praying that God will grant me that person that will be able to advise me or grant assistance along the way, like just somebody who God will just divinely connect me with to help me along the way.
Mhm. Okay. And he will. He's gonna give. When we have clean hands and pure hearts, he'll send those that need to come along. But be careful. You just keep your, even when you see them, ask them, God, is this the one that you want me to connect to? Who sent them? Who are them? Who sent them? Did you send them? And did you send them? Is this who you want me to connect with? That's what we forget to do. That's what we forget to do. Ask God, is this his will? Did he send them? Is this something he want us to connect with? Is this who you want us to connect with? Is this the table? Is this the fruit? And he'll let us know. And we just wait on him. He'll let us know.
Amen.
So be patient. Wait up on the Lord. Just wait up on him. Just wait on him. And just let him say, you know, Lord, this is your business. This is your business. You take over. It's your business. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
And no, thank you. That's it.
Okay.
God bless you. Have a great night.
So you too. Thank you for calling in and have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, that's it. That's all the hands up. We're going to go ahead and lead the show because I feel myself coming down. somebody just put their hands up. Yeah. I'm going to take this last call, and I'm going to go ahead and leave the show because I don't want to keep going. I don't want to keep going because I can feel myself, you know, kind of coming down. So I know I need to go ahead and end the show. 251-229, this is the LaShawn. Matthew's calling. Where you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn, how are you? This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm doing pretty good tonight. I thought my hand was up, but then I had it out or in. I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. Is there a prayer request you have?
Well, yes, woman of God. I was praying and believing. I'm going back to work and on my job. I took off a little while because I had some things going on health-wise, but I'm just praying for the favor of God and to be able to have health, life restoration, and strength to go on back to the job starting on July 16th. If the Lord said the same.
So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Sarah. Father God, we ask you to continue to bring peace, that you will receive the peace that you have for her, peace in the mind, peace in her body, peace in her home, Father God. And I say the peace that you have for her, and Father God, that she will trust you, completely trust you. And Father God, we ask that you give her strength come from you, Father God, that she will, you know, take up your, you know, say, take my yoke, learn of me. And Father God, that she will find the rest and teach her how to rest in you, Father God, to take that rest for the healing of her body, not just resting and sleeping, resting in absolute surrender it all, surrender all to you. And Father God, that she would surrender all, and she would surrender all, and Father God, she will let you lead the way in her situation. So Father God, we just speak Matthew 11:29 over her. We decreed over her that she would take your yoke upon her and learn from you, Father God. Follow you as the disciple. Follow you as the servant. Follow you for her help. And Father God, that she would do it with a humble heart, Father God. And she, when we do that, you're going to find the rest, and you're going to be renewed, and he's going to bless you in that quiet time. That's where you're going to receive your reward. That's when you're going to receive the renewal of your mind, that she will renew her mind, that she will renew her mind. We all got to renew our mind. And how do we renew our mind? Is by getting in the word of God, seeking him more. So, Father God, we thank you that she will take the yoke upon her and turn to and follow you, Father God, and with the humble heart, and you will give her the rest that she would need to renew her, to, you know, wind her down. Wind her down for being so anxious. Wind her down. Just breathe calmness on her in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Father God, we ask you to go ahead of her, Father God, and make those crooked places straight. We ask to go up on that job, Father God. We speak peace up on that job, peace around her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Well, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Is there anything else?
Well, I just, and I wanted to pray for my daughter, too. I just, you know, she's saying that she may want to just take a little break, and she'll be going to school in the fall, but she's got a mind more on working than mm-hmm. anything. So I'm just praying that the Lord comfort her and where she's at right now with the Spirit of God, with his direction. And everything.
So, Father God, we ask that you lead her, Father God, direct her, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the prayers that went up for her, Father God. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the protection, Father God. We just command the angel to protect her and keep her in all thy way, Father God. We're going to declare and decree that your word will be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up the pathway, Father God. We ask that you shield her and protect her from every ungodly relationship, every ungodly friendship. Father God, protect her mind, Father God. Father God, we just ask that the spirit, your truth, move by your spirit upon her. Move by your spirit, Father God. Let your spirit move upon her, move upon her body, Father God, your spirit, Father God. Anything that's trying to come against her mind, we bind it and we rebuke it, and we pull down those strongholds, everything, every imagination, everything that's trying to come against the real true word of God, Father God. Let them be cast out of her mind. In the name of Jesus, mind binding. Father God, we ask that you protect her mind, Father God. Let the whole armor be upon her, even when she sleeps, the helmet of salvation, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the deliverance, Father God. Continue to deliver her and set her free, Father God, even from herself. We rebuke any dangers and harm, Father God, the enemy is trying to cause her body. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh, I thank the Lord for you, Sister LaShawn, and I thank the Lord for your ministry and being on PGN, the prayers really did come through, and I'm thankful to the Lord for you because he has made a wonderful woman of God, a Proverbs 31 woman that we're all seeking to be in Jesus' name.
Oh, we thank you. We give him the glory. We thank him. Always let his will be done in our life, always.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get up off of here. I enjoy y'all tonight. I thank those who've been listening. You know, pray for my strength. Pray for the PGN family. We pray for the protection, everything that the enemy is trying to plan and plot. We send a crop failure. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy. Father God, protect our family, our loved one. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of destruction. Father God, I'm telling y'all, pray over yourself. Pray. We pray over the beaches, Father God. I had this dream last night. It was so weird. I'm still asking God for interpretation. I don't know if this was at an event or whatever this was, but I've just seen people getting hurt. And it's a weird thing. I've seen this big old elephant coming towards the crowd, like trying to, it was coming towards the crowd, people getting hurt by this elephant and people. This elephant was so huge. And people, you know, even, I don't know if this is going to be at a rodeo, people getting hurt, the horses, like, trying to hurt. It looked like, I don't know, it was horses. But these horses were hurting the people, throwing them off of them and stomping on them. And I'm like, Lord, what is that? And but we stand against it. I'm trying to ask him for more clarification on that. So we need to pray over these events. Watch yourself. Just don't send your kids to these events, these parks, these lakes. Y'all got to protect your kids. I'm telling you, you got to protect your kids. These events, there are people out there that they're setting it up. It's a setup. And they are paying people to do these mass shootings. So, Father God, we thank you for exposing it. We thank you, Father God, that you're exposing the plan of the enemy. But we're going to stand together as we release the prophetic word and what you have shown us. So we can stand together and pray against it, not to fear. We stand together and say, not so, that there will not be no mass shooting over this weekend. There will not be no attempting a bomb, no explosion, Father God, no violence this weekend, Father God, over the holiday. Father God, we ask that you expose everything from high up beneath, everything that the enemy is trying to do, let it be exposed. Let your prophet, let the evangelist, let the intercessor see what it's going to take. Inspired this weekend or even next week so we could see to pray to come against it. We speak that there will be no gun violence. We speak that there will be no mass shooting. We rebuke the spirit of destruction. Father God, we cover our neighborhood. We cover our region, Father God. We ask that the angel be released. Release the angel. Release the protection angel from every four corner, Father God. Protect these young children. There will be no drowning. There will be no suicide. There will be no losing their life. Father God, protection, the shield of protection. Father God, we thank you for protecting us. We come against every drunk driving, you know, the spirit of alcohol and drugs, that demon of addiction that get behind the wheel of a car. Father God, you take control of the car. You be the pilot. Father God, we ask that you move the driver out of the seat. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, but we protect our loved one. We protect our friends, children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren against the demon of drunk driving, that spirit, Father God, that premature. We cancel every premature death in the name of Jesus, and we cover them up under the blood of Jesus. We cover our home. Father God, we speak protection around our home. We speak protection even when we're driving. We speak protection over these churches, even in the church, Father God, even in the church, in the movie theater, at the lakes, at the beaches. Oh, Father God, we even ask you to send, you know, Father God, we ask that you call them up out the bars, the clubs, the strip clubs, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And thank you, Lord.
I see a fire. I see a fire. I don't know where this fire going to be at, but I see a fire. It's going to be a bad fire. I don't know why I'm here in North Carolina, in the Carolina area, but I see a bad fire. It's not a fire that's going to be in California. It's going to be in a state, another state, that normally don't have fires, but it's going to be a huge fire. This fire is going to be huge. So, Father God, we just ask that you protect the homes, protect the loved ones. A lot of crops is gonna be burnt up, but this is gonna be a huge fire. It's not in California, but it looks like it's in the southern states. So Father God, we just speak that, you know, people would, you know, just repent, and people would, you know, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
This thing, I was listening at someone, his name is Luis Santiago. He's on YouTube, but he was saying something about some CERN, C-E-R-N. Have you ever heard of it? CERN?
Who?
CERN, C-E-R-N. It's
C-E-R-N.
A group of scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, something about July 5th, I just want to pray against whatever they've got going, something they're trying to get going that, you know, that may not, and I know it's probably not, that may not be good for the earth or for our surroundings. So I just want to include that in the prayer, that the Lord may protect everybody in the world from whatever's going on with any type of high up or whatever that they're trying to get out against anybody and against the God.
What was they saying they going to try to do? What did he say?
They wanted to probably go forth with it on July 5th. And he said it was something they're trying to get together and it'll be finished on July 5th. They want to put it out, whatever they've got going.
What is it?
They won't tell until July 5th. And I was just praying against it, that whatever they've got going, if it's some type of idea that's against the people of God. In other words, the people that's on the elite side of things want to try to do things that God has already got planned. Nobody can do things except for Jesus. He brings about the end of the world. He brings about everything that's out. But they want to try to do everything. They want to try to cause 2030 to hurry up and expedite that so we can hurry up and come, put the ideas into place. And they want to try to hurry up and get their ideas flowing. And so they can be God of this world that we're in. But It doesn't work that way on Jesus' watch. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He moves and rocks and shakes the nations. So the elite people, they're trying to do things the way they want it done. And CERN is a elite organization, and they're trying to get something done on July 5th or what have you. So I was praying if they're doing something like that, or if it's against the people of God, that he may protect us in every which way. And if any of the elites has anything against God's people, that we may be protected in Jesus' name.
All right. Well, God is already dealing with those people, so he already see what they're doing, and he's already, judgment is here. Judgment is here. Like I said, when he get ready to deal with one of them, it's going to be a domino effect. That's what I see. When he hit one, it's going to be like they're going to fall like a domino effect. So he see, and he's answering prayer, and so they plan. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Uh-uh.
Well, all right,
it's not
going
to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, woman of God.
Thank the Lord for you. Well, thank
you,
and thank everyone for calling in and listening. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Keep watch. Keep praying. Get with a prayer group. Come together and pray together. Like stuff like that, God will reveal it so we can pray together, stand together, and protect our children, protect our environment. God already know what they're doing, and God, he's the creator. And so remember Jeremiah 29:11, that he know the plan that he have for each and every last one of us is good and not evil. And so we'll help inspect the end. He's raising up. There's fourth runners, you know, that's out there. You making the way. They the voice for the willingness. He's bringing up the evangelists to go out to talk, you know. He's raising them up because the revival is hitting. The revival is coming. So just pay attention to what he's showing you and pray and remember, he loves you and so do I. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Thank you for tuning in. We will see each other. That's the plan that he has. Bye-bye.